Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The first 4 hours were simply in a moose-boosh.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
I have another theory. You ready?
Go ahead.
Mark Emmert should run the Olympics.
Tell me why.
Because we had Dennis Dodd on 2 weeks ago when we were talking about the NCAA, and he said that the NCAA can have a great tournament. They still throw a great tournament. The NCAA is really good at that. Everything with the Olympics has been a disaster. The opening ceremonies guy got fired for making a freaking Holocaust joke. Put the NCAA, put the powers that be in charge of the NCAA in charge of the Olympics. Boom. Mark it.
Mark
it
Emmert.
Is the emerging podcast seed presented by Extend Technologies. Yes, what?
Well, I have 1,000 questions about the Olympics, but go ahead.
I have
go
a million ahead. Answers. Go ahead.
You have more answers than I have questions. They technically haven't even had the opening ceremony yet.
No.
Yet, you know, U.S. Women's National Team has already gotten
they're at death's door. They're at death's door right
now. They might
now.
Just leave. They might just go home. Megan Rapinoe might just go home to do more commercials.
Got fat on her own essence.
You think Baker needs to call her up? Remind
yes.
her what can happen when you get a little loose. You start thinking about everything else. You think it's going to come easy. Come on, Megan Rapinoe. What has happened to a once proud
hubris,
American?
Hubris will get you in the end. And hubris might have got him. With Team USA Women's Soccer. Hello, what's the matter with you today?
Nothing.
You got to stop. Okay, let's just call time out here for a second. First off, we're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Make your home dreams come true with Extend Technologies. I wish for this freaking house, and I'm about to start dropping cuss words here because I'm allowed to, but I'm afraid that it'll creep over into the regular show. Let's cut through the stuff right now, okay? When is this stuff with this house done? Because I wish that Extend would have came in and taken care of your house.
Probably
you are in
another
a,
few weeks.
Just a piss mood, and I can't take it anymore.
I was fine today.
You were in a better mood today. You were dreading the other day. And it's just like you're tired. Now, I'm in a bit of a fog myself. But you're tired, and it's like, and you were sniffling this morning because you had sawdust up your nose, which usually there's something else. But you had sawdust up your nose. Like it's just I don't like this tone. I want this week to end for you.
That yeah no life's over as I've ever known it before.
No,
it's
no,
completely
no,
changing.
No, you're not doing big
no,
projects.
No, you
after
had
this.
Me for 5 years where I had zero responsibility outside of the station. That is all out the window now. I have a to-do list every day. So
you won't.
Feels
soon
like
enough.
It.
You won't.
It feels like it. Back in the old days, I used to get off work, go work out, watch two or three movies, go out and booze. And then sometimes, sometimes end up maybe getting 4 hours of sleep and then rinse and repeat the next day.
What are you doing
day.
After this? Do you want to go out and booze real quick?
Can't do it.
Why?
I'm going home, then right to the house.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Stuff needs to get done. We have second coat of primer in some areas, first coat in others.
Listen to this.
Then
crap.
More sanding. Now, I'm told this will not be as labor-intensive with the sanding.
Yes, it will.
We have a different grade of sander.
What is
these
it?
Hand block sanders that we
what,
have.
It's
this is the 200 grit. One. I think we were on the 180, 150 to 180
That's very fine
the first
sand.
Few days. Well, this is the 200.
200 is very fine sandpaper.
Well, I was told I don't have to put as much elbow grease into this.
Are you doing it by hand?
We're doing both. I do have both the automatic as well as the
hand. I have another sander I could have given.
Yeah, that
would have
been nice. That would have been nice. Too late for that. But either way, I mean, my arms are sore. My arms are sore.
This
I probably
sucks.
Shouldn't have done buy and tries on Monday.
This sucks.
And then gone and done all this.
This whole thing.
All right, so we're on.
She kidnapped herself. No, I'm kidding.
Then we're going to do then two coats of primer, and then we get to the painting.
Oh, my God.
Get to the painting. Oh, and that doesn't even. We didn't even go into detail about the crud cutter. I learned about something called the crud cutter. Are you familiar with crud cutter?
No, I gotta break you two up.
Crud cutter, it removes all of the dirt, the oils that have been, basically built up over decade after decade. And so that was a whole process. That was 2 days worth.
You walked right
get
over
all that
what
stuff
I, you
out
went
of there.
Right over what I said, and I have to say it again. We just gotta break you two up. That's the end of that. We need old dirty ass Lima back because this is not fun.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
I'm kidding, by the way. You didn't even stop me there. I'm joking.
Just take it's like Beetlejuice. Say it three times. See what happens.
Does your dad listen to the podcast?
No,
too?
No.
Because all of a sudden I got restraints on what I can say about your personal life and what I can't.
Yeah, it's a different show now. Sorry. I hope you didn't get too attached to the last 5 years and that type of show. This is going to be very different going forward.
There was certainly a lot of times where I was glad we moved on for that first 2 years and kind of went right into the third.
There were aspects of the first 2 years that were my favorite.
What were those?
Getting you really mad.
You only got me really mad a few times. Are you talking about like show mad, like in arguments, or are you talking about personally?
No, both.
Okay, that time you called me a hack after the I always bring that up. Who was that? Michael Rappaport after that interview?
We were finding ourselves.
Oh, my God. You were like, I just think it's hack. And I almost threw you overboard. I mean, I really just – there's a balcony where our offices are, and I almost threw Lima over the balcony. I was so angry about what he said. I was so angry. Fine.
There were some insecurities with the show at that point.
You brought up a great point about YouTube, by the way. At the beginning of the show that I loved you for.
Well, so the beauty of YouTube, obviously, now is no matter what problem you have in the house, I don't know what people did in the 90s. What did you do in the 80s and 90s when you had an issue? Did you go to the neighbors and ask them?
Yeah.
Did you go up to a hardware store?
No, that's why there's so many – that's why YouTube's such a savior, because more marriages stayed together in them days. And so you had a father-in-law, and usually that father-in-law would help you, or your own father would help you. That was the type of thing. Now things have changed.
There had to be so much more institutional knowledge that everybody was able to absorb and just have a bank of knowledge to be able to fix anything, to do anything.
There was less time for video games, and you just learned this stuff because you're
going to need it.
Your parents always did it. And you just picked it up by osmosis.
And unless you were rich, you didn't pay people to do it.
No.
You couldn't.
No,
it was
an
absorbent amount of money. And I just think about how this generation. So there were still a lot of handy people in my grade and stuff. Because, they had parents. But after, looking at this generation now, you're never going to fix a car in your lifetime.
No.
Never.
Because everybody.
What, are you going to go into the computer of your car and code it? Maybe you could do that.
Everybody's leasing.
But, yeah, everybody's leasing.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to know. When I was young, everybody's dads were out just tinkering with their cars in the driveway every day. That does not exist for a lot of people now. It just doesn't, unless it's totally out of necessity.
There is – this is why. I own my truck. I know I'm in the minority. I think a lot of people lease. You lease, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I would have to, if you have it for so many years, again, they're giant computers now. So if I had an 89 Power Wagon Ram or something like that, okay, that's one thing. But again, how long are they going to make parts for that? How long do I keep it running before I do it?
Mm-hmm.
And then all right, I don't have a payment on it, that's great, but if I'm still, the cost of use is so substantial, there becomes a problem with that. I watched this one, speaking of YouTube, I watched this one YouTube channel called Regular Car Reviews, and they talked about the hierarchy of needs when it comes to personal car ownership, and it's great, because they always talk about like the hierarchy of needs for humans, and they did the same thing for cars. Like, will it get you there? Yeah. Will it get you there, but it has problems? Yeah. Will it not even get you there? That type of thing. And there's like a 5-stage hierarchy pyramid of needs when it comes to somebody's daily driver. And I thought it was perfect the way he did it. They snuck it in one of their reviews of what was the car that they just reviewed? I think it was an old Toyota van, which was great. Was it a Toyota Nissan? Either way. Like, that's the type of thing I think of. And so, like, now there's just so many things where you're kind of not meant to know it, because you think about this. If you lease a vehicle, which a lot of people do, you take it back to the dealership. Dealership takes care of it. Usually you're only keeping it for as long enough where there's wear and tear. Mm. Because now, remember, everybody has 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper. So now you're only keeping it for wear and tear. Very few people are going over 100,000 miles during the time that they have the car. And so you're still going to pay oil changes, fuel filters. Well, not fuel filter, but like, well, yeah, fuel filter. You'll pay oil change, that tire rotations. Maybe you'll buy a new set of tires, and then you're on to the next car.
I haven't even needed to be aligned in any of my leases.
Yeah, see, that's different. And then, you look at personal car ownership. Oh, you need new brakes. Well, I gotta buy new brakes. Like, I'm sure there's places that do brake jobs, obviously, but how many actually do it? So there's a whole system. There's a whole ecosystem of cars that's still like, okay, the dealership does this. It still is able to do this other than just sell the car. They have to do it. So, like, it's not just the brand new car. It's the ecosystem that comes with it. And then that'll change as we go into the 2020s and 2030s, and we become more prevalent with electric vehicles.
Yeah, so the original point was that YouTube videos.
Yeah, sorry.
I like the breakdown, but that YouTube videos, they just don't get to the point. It's always a 1-minute disclaimer about what they're going to show you. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, I already searched it. Google's algorithms brought your YouTube video up. Mm-hmm. And then in the title of the video is what you're going to do.
Yes.
So, 99% sure I'm on the right video. Mm-hmm. Start doing the thing that you promised in the title of what your YouTube video is about.
Thank you.
I don't need cutesy music, some fun editing, and in today's video. Nope. How about you just start doing what you promised you'd do in the headline?
Lima brought this up at the beginning of the show today, and he couldn't have been more right, because I cannot tell you how many times I have been sweating my ass off in the middle of a summer day, looking to try to get something done, and I, like, there's things that I've done that I've just forgot. Like, I'll do it, and I'll do it again, and do it again, but I don't do it every day. So I'll go, I did this before. How the hell do I forget it? And so I got to look at a YouTube video, and it's like, today's video. I'm like, no. And I got gloves on sometimes for some things I'm doing. I got to take my gloves off and do my finger on the phone and try to get everything going. And that part sucks. And so you're just fast-forwarding to try to find it. And then sometimes
– I do the double tap. It's 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Double tap.
And then sometimes it just it will, like, Trojan horse you, and you got to go back and do all the other stuff. And then it – but the YouTube videos do help. YouTube videos
do they're really, amazing, really help. Except for one I watched yesterday was way too far away, and I'm thinking – do you not want your image to be out there? Are
Name
you in
image
the witness?
Likeness. Do you not want it out there?
Yeah, are you out? Are you in the witness protection? Are you running from something? I just wonder about all these people that do this, and yet they have so many followers, so many subscribers. And now I think we always talk about the Russians are going to hack. What is a Russian hack? What are they going to do? They're going to infiltrate our elections. Here's what they need to do. If they really, I don't want to give any pointers, but here we go. I have all these bad ideas. Why not give them?
Ah.
They are going to start infiltrating our YouTube and our algorithms so that their videos come up, and their videos, this is how they're going to get us.
Oh, that's already happened.
This is how they're going to win.
It's already
Their videos are going to be the how not to do something. So I'm going to sit there thinking, oh, this is how I get a lug nut off. And instead, it's going to make it worse. They're going to have you tighten the lug nuts as opposed to loosen them. They're going to just screw up everything. I think that's the future. You better watch. Better watch what videos you actually click on. You could be in trouble.
Boy, that's some strong stuff. That is some strong ass stuff. Do you have a YouTube account?
Yeah, just for my television stuff.
Oh, that's right. You have Sports by Tony.
One time, and I have Sports by Tony 23. At one time.
Wow.
Because I couldn't find the password to the other one.
Yeah, I got an old one too and my current one.
At one point, I actually put up a take during one of the Cavs trade deadlines. I put up like a minute video and I'm like, I'm going to share this and grow all my subscriptions. Did it one time and never came back to it.
Why? Just didn't feel like it?
Didn't feel like it. I'm like, I have a radio show every day.
Do you have your new do you have it up on your phone where you can look at some of the like channels you subscribe to?
I don't subscribe to anything.
You don't subscribe to anything?
No.
Oh, see, I'm so different. Okay, you ready for me to list you mine?
Go ahead.
Can I do this? Am I allowed to?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, 92.3 The Fan. Of course that.
Do we put out any videos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah, we do. Regular car reviews, just like I said. Okay. There's some of these I really can't mention.
Come on.
No, because some of them get a little out there. Okay. Brock Beard, who's a NASCAR guy.
Okay.
NASCAR man history. Slap shoes. NASCAR. All right. All racing.
Okay.
Chris Ryan golf. Rick Shields golf. NASCAR.
What, these are teachers?
These are golf, like, yeah, they're pros. They're okay. Golf pros. Everyday man. I just like the way he talks. Great Depression cooking. This is with a woman named Clara who is dead. She died in, like, 2013, right?
And that's who you subscribe to.
I subscribe to it because it's just so nice to watch this old lady make egg drop soup. She made an espresso. She made pasta and peas. And she always tells stories about the Depression back in the day while she's making them. She's dead now.
So who's doing her
videos?
Can't
get her on the show. What?
Who's doing her videos now?
No, they're all old videos. There's no new videos because there's no new videos from the grave. They're all old videos.
I thought
every now and then there's like a refresher somehow. Somewhere.
I thought maybe a granddaughter said, I'm going to take over this.
It's her grandson who puts them out there. I think she had like a book and everything. Steve Wallace, who does, like stealth camping. So every now and then it says like, all right.
Brooke, these are things I'm so not interested in.
So here we go. Stealth camping behind a Home Depot. Hiking and camping with a foresty forest. That's a guy's name. I haven't seen that yet. Bicycle stealth camping. School bus stealth camping. He did it in an airport parking lot in Edmonton. He's from Canada. All right, and so he does that.
Can you start a fire?
Yeah. I mean, if I got enough gasoline.
Okay.
This old house, of course. The official Jim Cornette. And then...
the Jim Cornette obsession is fascinating.
I love Jim Cornette. I'm sorry. And I like it when WWE come to town, so don't even start with me. And then the other one
Wait, aren't one of them in town right now? I just saw the buses today.
Oh, yeah, WWE.
So what, SmackDown tomorrow?
SmackDown.
Tonight?
No, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, it's I thought Friday they had them on Thursdays. SmackDown. Okay, Fridays.
And then I follow a... I'm not going to tell you the other ones. The other one is Solar Cabin.
What is that?
It's a man who... He lives off the grid in a state that I still don't know. And he lives in America. I know that.
Does he wear clothes?
His name is Marvin. And he wears clothes. And it's like, okay, off grid, mudroom, and Japanese hot tub project one. This guy bought a plot of land and he went out there and he built his own like house. And it's like 14 by 14. It's a square, and that he's built on it as the years go on. He has solar panels and everything.
Does it look nice?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's he lives off the grid, so there's a lot of things.
No, he has to be taxed on that now.
Well, because I'm telling you about that.
Someone's got to know about it.
He probably doesn't want me talking about him, even though he's on YouTube
and has a million subscribers.
It says he might have a million.
Don't you think this guy's a fraud and he has a mansion somewhere?
He has 115,000 followers. That's a lot.
Yeah, this guy has a mansion.
His first one is 11 years ago. It says, how to have a home with no house payments and no utilities. I just like the way he talks.
Did I tell you?
Y'all live very inexpensively here. Okay, I got my water. He's very good.
I've been forced to watch.
His name's Lamar, not Marvin. Thank you very much.
Lamar, yes. I've been forced to watch a lot of TikTok videos. And it's fascinating.
I will not look over when Liz tries to show me.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see the trends.
I don't want to be in
that have worked.
World.
Like this one guy has amassed over a million followers. He's a younger guy who watches his niece.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, all the videos are, and I got to say, they make me laugh. They're quick, to the point. They make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Every video is just this, maybe not even a toddler. I don't know how old. I'm not good with ages of young ones. You know that, Kenny. It's gotten me into a lot of trouble over the years.
Yeah.
This young baby, her, I guess a toddler, is just trying to pour her own milk or juice.
Yeah.
Or orange juice or whatever. Every day, that's all she does. And then she has a conversation with her uncle, who's like, looks like he's like 28. And they have over a million. Every single video, they make me laugh because she spills all over the place and it makes faces. She's getting the hang of it.
Really?
It's been like a year she's been doing
this. What are they going to do when she gets the hang of it? She hasn't learned to pour her own milk in a year?
She's young, very young. She can barely hold the thing.
Can they monetize this at all?
They have. Oh, okay. 100%. Okay, there's that. There is another one, and there have been spinoffs now, where a guy, maybe like 21 years old, maybe younger, he goes up to drivers of really expensive cars at gas stations and goes, "What do you do for a living?"
I heard about this guy.
And then there's a spinoff now. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's another guy. He goes up to really nice houses, knocks on the door. Whoever opens the door, "What do you guys do for a living?"
Why does he do that? I've heard of him and never seen
him. Don't know. I'm guessing he's monetized this somehow, and it works.
Do they tell him what they do for a living?
He's edited together all of them. He has his outtakes, too, the ones that don't do it. But he does this every single day. That's his content, and people watch it.
That's unbelievable to me.
What did we – had we have been young, I thought about this. Because
– I wouldn't know.
I thought we were creative, but this shows that we're not because we don't know how to connect on something like that. If we were young and we grew up with phones and
I disagree.
iPads, everything, would we have come up with any of this stuff?
Maybe, maybe not, probably not. I disagree when you're saying that we don't know how to connect like that. I bet that guy who does that on his phone has tried a million different things.
And none of them
hit. A million different ways, and none of them hit that hit. I do not think that somebody just did it out of nowhere and it hits. No, I don't believe that. I think that that person has tried a bunch of different things and none of it hit, and that hit, and good for him. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share something with you, by the way, about you reminded me of the kid thing. So did I send you the video before I was going to watch Dances with Wolves? I thought I sent it to the one group.
Which one is this?
Where it's just me screaming, "Time for some Dances with effing Wolves, baby!" But I yelled the F word with it. And it's a video of me, like in the camera's face, because I was going to watch Dances with Wolves on Friday. And so,
meanwhile,
did you see the video?
Just 2 days earlier, I was watching Last of the Mohicans. Wake up.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to make sure.
Not as good as your Banfield video.
Might as well. Wait a minute. Is that? No, it was technically not Banfield. It was the Donlan Report.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. Coming up tonight on the Donlan Report, Democrats say da, 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 and Republicans say ya, ya, ya. All that and more with Joe Manchin right before Banfield. That's the way that guy sounds.
I know. I've watched him.
Democrats. It's a big, are like,
by the way, big misconception about us.
What?
Well, I think people have you all. I'm not going to go into detail. I think people have your political views all over the place. I don't think anybody knows.
Now, yes, they do.
Now, people know my political views, a lot of them, because they'll seep through, but I'll try to put them in there tongue-in-cheek or have some fun with it, like I did today during the 50 Nifty United States. But what people don't recognize, and you can confirm this, is that I do watch everything.
Yes, you do.
I watch a ton of Fox News.
You watch Fox Nation. You watch Newsmax. You watch OAN.
I guarantee I watch more Fox News than I do MSNBC.
I bet you watch more Fox News than a lot of our listeners.
That are right-wingers.
I guarantee it, yes.
And it's always been.
Registered Republicans who are listening to this show, I bet you watch more Fox News, more people who are pundits on the right. Mm-hmm.
Would watch the stuff on the – yeah.
70% of them.
Now, I stopped watching The Five. I used to love The Five because Juan Williams would go up. It'd be an ultimate handicap match.
That's midday, right?
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're right, 5. It'd be 4-on-1.
Wait a minute.
The Five. It's called The Five. And Juan Williams –
I thought that was at noon. You said it was at 5 o'clock.
No, 5 o'clock unless it was a repeat. I didn't know all these years.
Okay.
So Juan Williams would be the one Democrat, and then it would be Jesse Waters and whoever else.
No Bob Beckel?
I miss Bob Beckel. Go look up videos of Bob Beckel.
You say Head Start is a failure. You don't know what the F you're...
Whoa! Whoa, whoa, we're on set. We are live. Anyway,
it'd be... best is his face. I didn't... We weren't on the
And he really didn't care. And it'd be Juan Williams versus three Republicans.
Yeah.
And it would be the three Republicans making fun of Juan the entire show. And I used to try to think, what would I say if I were Juan? Because sometimes I thought Juan did a good job, but oftentimes I thought I could do better. And look, this will be my career after Sports Talk. When Sports Talk's done or whatever, my career will be doing news and political talk. It just will be.
I just think...
Let
him know you already have your next move planned.
Of course. And, well, I heard another radio show host on our station yesterday say that when his sports talk career is over, he's going into head of logistics at University Hospital. And I'm like, wow, that's very specific. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to have some listener to this podcast that say, wait a second, that's my job. I'm head of logistics
Not
at University
anymore.
Hospital.
Not
no,
anymore.
Target is on your back. Bullseye is right square at you, logistics individual.
That was so specific he said that. That was the most specific thing I've ever heard. What do you want to do when you grow up, son? I am going to be the chief. I'm going to be the fire chief at Streetsboro, Ohio. I'm going to be the head of logistics at University Hospitals. What?
There's only one of them.
What?
And he's coming for you, folks. Adam the Bull has targeted you.
Oh, we're naming names now.
Oh, whoops.
But anyway, can I tell you this real quick?
I totally forgot I didn't say his name.
So I sent you guys the video, and it was Friday, and I said, time to watch some dances with effing wolves, baby. I yelled that. Well, Eli was in the room, and I didn't think anything of it. So Eli came upstairs like 2 days ago and was going, dances with effing wolves, baby. And
oh, my God.
He was just yelling it like
oh, my God.
It's just like, but he's four, so it's like, like it's kind of like wah, 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 over there, and he can't say the whole thing. So I don't know. It's like, what is he saying?
You got to start honestly, Kenny, one area of concern.
Oh, they all cuss around me.
You've got to start to watch this. This is going to be a reflection on you.
Oh, it is a reflection.
It's going to come back, and I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried for you.
It's not going to. It is. It's definitely a reflection upon me. And while it's upsetting, it's still kind of entertaining. Let's be honest with you. You know what else is entertaining? Extend Technologies. XTENDAV.com. You want to transform your home. You want to transform that rec room. You want to transform that basement. You want to transform that bedroom. Whatever you can think of, Extend Technologies is how it goes. Online first. XTENDAV.com. It's time to make those home dreams come true with Extend Technologies. I'm getting texts. Who is the logistics guy?
And then I said it.
Yeah, you caught. No, they caught up.
That's right.
Whoops-a-daisy. Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Make those home dreams come true with Extend Technologies. Actually got a call from the logistics guy about having Extend Technologies come on out to their house. So, well, the future logistics guy, I should say. So got that going for you. So, all right. Wonderful.
I knew it was Adam anyway. Made too much sense.
Absolutely wonderful.
Okay. I know it's a carryover from another show.
Is it another podcast or another show?
No, another show. I am adamant that a lot of players in the NFL are miscast. I think they're playing the wrong positions.
We didn't do this yet.
I know.
You wanted to bring this up tomorrow.
I know.
Don't do it now.
I'm not going to say who, but.
You're going to take the heat out of it.
I know. All I'm going to say is another show brought up whether or not Giannis could play in the NFL.
Cookie Pie just texted me and said, Ken and his sons talk like longshoremen. Sorry, go ahead.
Is that really how they talk, though?
No.
Because we're not on the
no,
docks.
We
don't know.
My sons – oh.
The longshoremen.
Stereotypical longshoremen. The only longshoremen
Why do we assume
ever,
there's no vocabulary there?
The only longshoremen I've actually seen at work are the ones from Major League.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're dropping.
What about Wire Season 2, which oddly went to the longshoreman storyline? Very odd. It's always an interesting choice that they made. Let's get away from, you know, the thing that made us really successful and the courtyard and the drug dealing. Let's take it all the way out to the docks. Let's go to the longshoremen.
You got to keep running away from the cops there. All right, go ahead with what you were going to say about the NFL players.
All right, so the question was, at first, if Giannis played football, would it work? And you know me. I have gone into great detail. I know people want to take down LeBron for everything. And I've said LeBron – I think not only could he be a really good tight end, or however, pass catcher in general, I think that guy would be one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. Mm. I know he's tall. I know he's probably too tall, but I think he could pass rush. I think he could bat passes down. I think his spin move would be impossible to stop. His little short burst.
I think LeBron is soft, and he would get owned by Joe Thomas. And Wyatt Teller and Jedrick Wills.
Well, I think he'd be really good. Anyway, so for the Greek Freak, I think similarly, he just – I think the people don't realize how strong LeBron and Giannis are. I don't think they understand their power, too, and how their quick twitch makes them even more powerful and even quicker and stronger. So we've gone into detail about all of that. Mm-hmm. Then it always takes me to the next level of this conversation.
Takes you to the next phase, the Isley brothers.
Always. I told you I saw Ron Isley in L.A. I will always maintain – that there are a lot of guys miscast in the NFL at certain stages of their career that could play different positions.
I saw Gerald LeVert at a country kitchen buffet back in the day. You don't hear me talking about it.
I love the LeVerts.
God rest Gerald.
It's a great family. Great family. Great, great group of R&B singers hailing right here from Northeast Ohio. I think Cam Newton could be a pass rusher and should transition to a pass rusher. I think he'd be great at it.
That's the silliest thing you said all day.
Why?
It's just silliest.
Why?
Because he's still got to put on like 50 pounds.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes,
there have
he
been,
does.
What? Oh, how big was Dwight Freeney?
He had to be flying around at 280.
Wait a second.
Dwight Freeney?
Am I thinking of the wrong guys?
Yeah, you are.
Who are the skinnier?
Can't say Barkevious Mingo right now. Don't even think.
Well, that's true. He was.
No. That is a no.
Who am I thinking of that was – yeah, you're right. Dwight Freeney's not the one. There have been
Dwight
some
– Freeney was big.
There are some smallish pass rushers, I thought.
Jason Taylor, but he was tall.
Okay.
He was thin.
Okay.
Painfully thin in some cases, but he was tall. Cam Newton's tall, too. I don't think so. No, I think he'd just get pushed around. It'd be embarrassing.
All right, got an article – don't sell them short. Diminutive pass rushers, all the rage.
Who?
They mentioned Dwight Freeney. They're saying because he's 6'1".
Oh, my God. Yeah, how strong? How big is he?
Yeah.
Dwight Freeney was benching 450 pounds. Cam's not benching 450. I mean, he's built like a Zeus, don't get me wrong, but he's not going to be able to do that. Say that on the air tomorrow and see if people don't laugh their ass off.
People laugh at everything because here's the problem.
Because they know you're dumb.
You've been brainwashed over time because you haven't seen coaches. Yes, you haven't seen.
What are you, the QAnon of pass rushers?
You have not seen coaches that are creative. It's why I love – look, Tim Tebow's not going to make it. He's the wrong guy. But I love the fact that Urban Meyer's willing to try something out. I love it. I wish there was more of that going on.
Okay, fine.
That's all.
Are you going to really argue? See, I don't like doing this because we haven't actually argued this
yeah.
about Cam Newton or Giannis or anything like that, and we're going to do it tomorrow, and mm-hmm. I called you an idiot, and I want you to have fever. I want you to have fight. I want you to go after it, and you won't go after it.
I will, too.
No, because anytime you get a chance to think about something for too long, then you don't like it that much.
I've fought a lot of losing battles on our show. I have no problem having everybody say, what are you talking about? I wish in sports we'd get a little more creative and think outside the box. Remember, it was not that long ago that a team built like the Golden State Warriors, people would say, wait a second. All jump shooters, no chance. Not a real center, no chance to win a championship. And then what happened? Then there was a time where we'd call a bunch of guys tweeners when our show first came on the air and all shows came on the air. Tweeners. Now you have to be a tweener to even have a future in the NBA.
No, you're right.
You can't just be a pure this or a pure that. You've got to be able to do a bunch of different things. You've got to be able to guard.
Patapico is still a man without a country.
That's true.
Wait a minute, Patapico.
Patapico.
What did I say? Potapinko. Patapico. Vitaly Patapico.
Article. Barkevious Mingo doesn't think he's too skinny for the NFL.
Let's not look up articles about Barkevious
Mingo. Here's another article
right now.
Barkevious Mingo doesn't think he's too law-abiding for the NFL.
Do not look up anything more. Stop. I got another thing to say. It's a podcast. I got another thing to say. Put your mic up when you're doing that. Stop. I'm just going to come on and say it. The Olympics suck, and the only thing that the only things that save the Olympics are local athletes. That's it. That's the only ones I care about. Like, I want them to do well. I don't even care if we do well as a country. The Olympics suck. Like, I saw Brisbane won the Olympics for 2032, and everybody's just taking the biggest dump they possibly can.
Oh, we'll have another variant by then. Here's what I think about the Olympics. Like, I heard somebody on another show on a rival network. They were talking about how much they love swimming at the Olympics, and I thought, well, I don't know any of the swimmers. Now, if you tell me we have the best swimmer in the world,
Dan
and the
McDowell,
fastest,
that bastard
was not Dan McDowell. I don't know the swimmers. Ryan Lochte didn't qualify. Maybe it's interesting. Michael Phelps is going to be one of the broadcasters for the Olympics. I don't know any of these guys. I don't know if any of them are. I assume we have very dominant swimmers, but am I into it? Not knowing any of them.
None.
I don't think so.
Don't care.
I know you balked at the notion of watching Team USA basketball, but I know the players.
Yeah, I don't really care.
And there's a lot at stake. This is why I love it. This is why I'm
like
going to watch
gymnastics.
It.
I do like gymnastics. I am kind of interested in that.
I'm not going to be the, I'm not going to watch. I will. The men's gymnastics I'm not as into. The women.
I am not as patriotic about the gymnastics as maybe I should be. Because a long time ago, this is not a joke. I'm not kidding you. I was a kid watching the Olympics. I forget which one it was. Like, it wasn't Barcelona. That was a long time ago. It might have been the Atlanta 96 Olympics. I saw a vignette they had done on the Romanian Olympic team.
Okay.
The gymnast from Romania. And basically, it's like, yes, this is a war-torn country, and they have famine, and they have just desperation and death around them, but they've been able to get their gymnasts out here. And I'm like, this is their only escape. And so now I just – you see how what countries are in on that. It's like, I don't know if I'm really into this. I'm not like, go USA above everybody else. I'm like, I want everybody to do well. I want them all to do well because I want them all to eat. I'm not joking. That is not a joke whatsoever. I'm dead ass serious about that. So it's always kind of changed the way I feel about the Olympics. And I told you a long time ago, like the tax implications of that when I was a kid hearing about that stuff, it's like, we already got – well, no, that's a football – or that's a college football stadium now, Turner Field is, which was built for the Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a football stadium now, for college football. Like, they already got themselves a new stadium. They're like, we're the country that really has a lot of the infrastructure. Like, okay, we'll build a stadium, and then our teams will use it for 20 years. Instead, you just see the pictures. Garrett sent out some pictures over the weekend, and it's like all these just empty places – that are just crumbling. Like, they're not being used. Just not used. And it's like, what was it all for? Was the tourism dollars really that big?
Well, there have been, you know, all the studies in the world that have always shown that, doesn't really kick in as much as you think it does. It is a point of pride. It is a huge tourism.
How much are you willing to pay for a point of pride?
Yeah, that's the question. And then that gets us into so many other questions about so many events that we get now. David Gilbert, Greater Cleveland Sports Commission.
We had the conversation today with the governor and we had plenty of people going, well, with public funds, are we – and you have – like, you mentioned a great point. You mentioned David Gilbert. You mentioned Governor DeWine. Like, you have to sell a little bit what professional sports brings into an area. And my bread is buttered with professional sports. My kids eat because of professional sports.
Eventually, it'll be logistics, but yes.
Yes, eventually, yeah. Well, eventually, I'll be the assistant head of logistics at University Hospitals, working right underneath Bull. And so that eventually will butter my bread. But until then, the Cleveland Cavs, Browns, and eventually, who knows what their name's going to be, that changes a little bit of it, by the way.
Can we have all our listeners just tweet to Bull about this future job and don't say why? He brought it up on the air. So it's all fair. It's all fair. In Love and Bull. It's all fair.
I kind of want to go tell a certain person and go, can you just go rib them a little bit and be like, well, that was pretty specific. Because you know how you know who would go talk to him. I was listening to your show. You said, that's pretty specific, Adam. Do you have plans? You know you have a contract here, and that goes with any employee.
Is this his exit strategy? Tom Ace, note to Sportsboy Tony, all NBA players are soft and would get their asses owned to the other. Now, I think he's doing a parody.
Yes.
But it is funny because that is what most football people think. And I'm like, man, A lot of these football players would look really small compared to Giannis or LeBron if they were standing next to him.
Well, there's football players that are definitely human wrecking machines, but I will say that.
They're the James Harrisons of the world. Yes, of course. Those guys are ridiculously big.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett. But Myles Garrett's one of those guys that he would try to play basketball if he wasn't playing in the NFL. He wouldn't be as big. He would probably try to slim down. And Myles Garrett would try to play basketball if he was not in the NFL.
Man.
Antonio Gates.
I've stood next to Myles Garrett, and there has been a couple times I'm like, he could do anything he wanted to me. There's nothing I can stop him from doing.
Oh, it'd be embarrassing.
If he wanted to break my arm, he could sit here
and
break my
arm. You brought
this
up. What you're doing right now that I can't say on the air, because it'd be inappropriate.
Yes.
He could do it.
Move on.
He could make you do it. He could pretty much make you do anything.
Yeah, sweep the room.
Oh, yeah, sweep.
You wouldn't need any sort of a weapon to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'd take care of me.
He could just do it.
He could do whatever he wants. Are we done?
I think so.
What are you laughing about?
I'm just thinking of ways to describe what you were doing.
Anyway, XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Bricklaying, whatever it might be. Go to Extend Technologies. See what they have for you. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. Online first, XTENDAV.com. By the way, did you happen to catch the little snippet with Mike DeWine what we had today? How could you not catch it when we conducted the interview? When we asked about – did I ask about the possible name that he might like? And he's like, I'm not touching that.
No, but then he went right to it.
He kind of did, didn't he?
He answered it without answering. He said the Buckeyes.
No, he said Sherrod Brown the Buckeyes.
Okay,
he said, my friend, is this another theory? Did he do that to get heat on Sherrod Brown? Sherrod Brown's a Democrat. He said he was his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they probably are. Those are two
politicians behind the scenes. You know what they're doing. They're screwing the little guy.
I always assume politicians are just like the Iron Sheik and Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the
yes.
car.
Yes.
We're all supposed to hate each other, but they're fine with each other.
I think there are a few in today's day and age that wouldn't be that way.
Like Senator Joe Manchin, who will join me later on tonight on the Donnelly Report, and then coming up on Benfield. Hi, I'm Banfield. Welcome to Banfield. And I don't have an opinion. We don't do those here. Watch tonight. What?
Oh, I thought we were just going to end it with silence. That would be perfect.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
In the future, can we end this podcast with just silence?
We have to talk about extended.
Well, no, after that. Then we go into something, then silence.
Okay, I'll think about that. Okay. By the way, send us the emails. If you don't – people have been sending me tweets and sending me Facebook. There are specific rules here, guys. It has to be an email for congratulations on all your success. If you want advice, you have to send the email, Carmen@923thefan.com, Lima@923thefan.com. You go right on ahead and
head of logistics at universityhospitals.com. I got some advice for you.
Would it be org? Is it org?
Oh, it might be. Yeah.
No, it's not gov. It might be org.
I got some advice for you. XTENDAV.com.
I actually don't have to do one for once. That's nice.
Making your home dreams come true. Making your patio dreams come true. Making your surveillance. We don't talk enough about surveillance in this day and age. Have you been to the Tremont Crime page? Well, do you want grainy video or do you want video that's going to get the culprit?
That's why I have some of my subscriptions that I have on YouTube
that's
here.
That's right. That's why you got to be on there. But XTENDAV.com, bringing your visions to life, no matter what they are, they can work with you. And most importantly, they'll do it on time. And even more importantly, even after I said most importantly, they will do it with your budget. Yes, they'll work with you, and it'll put a smile on your face with Extend Technologies. They've been doing it for over 20 years, continuing to grow all over the place because of the best at what they do. State-of-the-art technology brought right into your own home. That's why you go to Extend Technologies.
You want to go to Extend Technologies, again, online first, XTENDAV.com. It's time to make those home dreams come true with Extend Technologies. Yep, that's one of the YouTube videos that I like to follow. That's one of the subscriptions that I like to follow right there.
So you will not believe what Stephen A. Smith said yesterday. So
tell me more.
He went into great detail, and I could not believe this. I thought it was going to be a race war.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.